Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. And introducing myself, I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization since 1998, and we've been doing conferences for women since 1993. WOW has built a women's community to empower the dreams and spirit of women. I'm also the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. You can purchase the book at www.womenofwisdom.org. For the next hour, let me help you discover the power of the feminine voice. Every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, I'll have amazing women leaders sharing their gifts to transform your life. Our 19th annual conference is February 17th to the 21st, and today I am having an exciting show with three wise women who are going to be part of the conference. First, let me introduce my first guest, Sharon McErling. Sharon is the author of A Call to Power, The Grandmother Speak, and Our Love is Our Power, Working with the Net of Light that Holds the Earth. One day while walking her dog, the counsel of the grandmothers appeared and changed her life. Since then, she has passed on the grandmother's empowerment into the energy of yin to thousands of people. You can find the grandmother's messages and the locations of empowerment groups at grandmotherspeak.com. Hello, Sharon. Welcome to Voices of Women.
Thanks, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
So the grandmothers say the time is now and women must lead. Who are the grandmothers?
The grandmothers are a form of the divine come at this time in this particular form of the grandmothers because they say everyone understands what the archetype of grandmother is. She who loves all the children, all the fathers, all the mothers. She who seeks the highest good for the entire family of life. And that's who they are, and that's what they've come to teach us, and they've come to empower women to step into that role of holding, supporting, and directing the energy of yin.
So why at this particular time?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
The mess we're in now, this if we ever needed the divine to show up, now is the time. And that is when the divine shows up. And so they are one form of the divine come at this time. There are others also.
Yeah, there's lots happening all over the place. So what is their empowerment?
Their empowerment is given freely. We don't charge money for that. And it's given, we call it the empowerment when we give it to women. We call it the cloak of comfort when we give it to men. What it does is it ignites that little flame that, in spite of all the thousands of years of suppression of the female, the flame has never gone out. And at this time, the grandmothers say, we have come to blow it into full force so that you will bloom in beauty power and become a walking blessing upon the earth. So those are heady words, but in effect, in actuality, that is what happens. The grandmothers came, the first time they showed themselves to me was 1996, and ever since then, I've been their willing disciple or slave, whatever you want to call it, partner, spreading their message and passing on their empowerment. Now there are almost 200 grandmothers groups meeting around the world and passing their empowerment on to others. And thousands and thousands of people have received this, both women and men, a few men, mostly women.
There's always a few enlightened men that find us, right?
Well, yeah. They have to. The men who find us are the ones, as the grandmothers say, who already have a good balance of the energies of yin and yang within themselves. They have to have that in order to hear the truth in their words. But the more women who take this position of power, the power of the feminine principle, the more men can open to it. So the grandmothers say basically that at this time women must lead. It can be no other way. And they explain that because they say the energy of yang, which has run our world for the past several thousand years and is now running it crazy, has become too far extended. And because of that, that change is happening faster than we can adapt or absorb it. And at the same time that yang has become ultra, ultra powerful and extended, the energy of yin, the energy of the feminine principle of creation, has become real weak. It's dwindled down through too many years of suppression of the feminine. And so for this energy of yang to come back into balance, we have to have a strong supply of the energy of yin, of the feminine principle. And women are the natural reservoirs of that energy of yin. So as women, as each woman opens to receive what the grandmothers have come to give, she makes of herself a reservoir for that yin energy, which is so desperately needed on Earth now. And actually, the way this works out is, I can tell you from myself and from all the women I know who've been involved in this work for years now, it's effortless. Life becomes easier, more full of grace. We become nicer to be around. And the grandmothers say, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to really do anything. Your very essence, your being, will say it all.
That's a great message, and that's true. The more we just allow ourselves to be and receive that beautiful yin energy. So how can you, what's something you can tell people how they could tap into that energy? What do they need to do?
They can do it by just asking for it. The grandmothers are present, and the grandmothers say they don't care if you call on them. Call on any form of the divine. All forms of the divine are just different names and manifestations of the one. So they don't care if you call them, or if you call Buddha, or if you call Jesus, or you call Allah, or Mary, or whoever you call, but just call. Begin to call more and more, because they say at this time it is very, very difficult to call, to live your life in harmony without a connection to the divine source. I would suggest, because of course I've learned so much from them, that people consider reading at least their first book, A Call to Power, The Grandmothers Speak, because they lay it out so clearly, and they're funny and charming, and they go right for the core immediately. So there's no beating around the bush. It's very, very practical and potent, and it'll teach you what this is about and what you can do. It's very comforting as well as empowering.
So can you share with the audience how the grandmothers changed your life?
Yeah, they helped me make sense of life, among other things. I am the kind of person who feels everything very deeply, and so living in this world now, and I know many of you who are listening are the same, living in this world now can be very, very difficult, painful to see all the suffering that's going on every day. And they helped me understand, you know, what that's about and what's really going on, and I'm eternally grateful for that. They made me very confident. I think that is probably the thing that most people would notice about all the women involved in the grandmother's work. They fill us with a confidence. It's not a bravado, and it's not an in-your-face kind of look-at-me stuff, nothing like that. But this deeply foundational comfort in being oneself, which is, that's just invaluable. I think I'm a lot nicer to be around than I used to be. A lot of the hard edges and the quickness to anger or need to be right is very muted now. I love people more and more. In fact, I can't resist them. I really love them. And that's a big, wonderful, wonderful change in my life.
Well, I'm sure that's fabulous for you. you know, when we make those changes, it's just affects our life so deeply that, you know, we can live more fully and really be who we are. And so how can I become part of this work?
Oh, easily. We welcome everybody who wants to be part of it. You can get, I'd say, get on the website, grandmotherspeak.com, and that'll let you know whether or not you really resonate to this. If you do, very likely there's a grandmother's group somewhere near you meeting. I'd say read the grandmother's book. Once you've read the book, if you want to receive the grandmother's empowerment and there's no group near you, get in touch with me. I'll do it for you over the phone. We don't charge, as I said before, for the grandmother's empowerment. We're going to have a gathering of the grandmothers. We have it once a year in Laguna Beach, California, where I live, at an inn here. In March, we have that, and it's a glorious coming together. Women are coming from around the world to be together. The grandmothers have said that the greatest use we can make of their message is to live it, and that's what we are about. So, you know, you said that this change is nice for me. It really is nice for me, and I have to say, it's actually nice for everybody because I'm a better human being now, really.
And, yes, that's
and
great.
So are all of the women and men who are involved in this. So when we come together, oh my gosh, it's the most heart-filling, wonderful place to be. I've been involved and spiritual life all my adult life, and I'm not young anymore, so I'm very familiar with all the different kinds of things. What's so
wonderful. Sharon, I'm going to have to stop you now. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's fine.
Running into our commercial time, so I'm going to have to, but I just love your message. Keep doing the work you're doing, and remember, everybody, it's free to get the Grandmother's Empowerment. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk to a woman who lived on an atoll for Micronesia for 13 years.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
ReserveVage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including ReserveVage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from ReserveVage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. ReserveVage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at ReserveVage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit ReserveVage.com and feel vitality today.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. My guest today is Julie Vance. She's going to share with us about her adventure of living for 13 years in the remote atolls of Central Pacific Islands of Micronesia. She's currently writing a series of books to help preserve the essence of this timeless Micronesian wisdom way. Well, Julie, you and your husband have spent several years living on a tiny Micronesian atoll in a very remote part of the Central Pacific Ocean, where you were adopted by wise elders and taken into the fold of their ancient wisdom tradition. And now they're threatened by global warming and rising sea levels. Tell us a little bit about their culture. What makes it special and unique?
The culture of ancient Micronesian tradition, the culture there is one that we would often think only exists in dream or in story. Really, they are our complementary opposites. They live very, very simply. They live only on simple platforms with a thatch roof. It's a world without walls, and that really is a metaphor for how they live. They always like to have the soft wind of spirit passing through anything that they are doing or experiencing. And the women cook on open fires on the ground. They have none of the modern amenities that we are accustomed to. It's a culture of unity, awareness, and happiness in which the cultivation and holding wisdom is the highest value.
So they live with hardly any contact with the outside world. So how do the elders see this time, and what is their vision for the future?
They do have very little contact with the outside world, and none of, of course, no internet or radio contact. But they do have access to endless information through the dream. The people there are great seers and shamans and have access to the vast wisdom that comes through from spirit. And they dreamed of this time, which they call the time of the dark moon, this time of gathering darkness around the world. And they have known for a long time that this darkness was going to bring the rising sea that would eventually inundate, which would take their small islets. Their islets only rise to about 6-7 feet above sea level. So as the seas rise, they will become flooded and are already experiencing a lot of difficulty. But they saw that at the same time that there was this gathering darkness, which they see as a low-lying cloud around the earth, they also saw that the fruits of wisdom would be ripening around the world at this time. And they saw a beautiful rainbow, what they call the Rainbow Bridge, rising from their diminishing shores that would carry and hold the wisdom of their ancestors for those who really needed at this time to rise up to this new way of being that's being offered around the world through many different wisdom traditions.
So what's the essence of this wisdom tradition they have?
Well, as I said, the highest values are unity and awareness, happiness, wisdom. And their practices, of course, are living in devotion, humility, and respect. For these are keys that unlock the doors to merging with spirit. Their pathways move towards radiance. Because they're very different kinds of human beings than we are. When in our culture we are stimulated mentally from the time we are born, and our minds are very active. They are not mentally overstimulated people as we are. Instead, as they're raising their children, they hold a lot of silence, but they communicate a lot through touch and through awareness. So people grow with tremendous, what we would call psychic gifts or gifts, spiritual gifts. And when you live according to the natural law, according to the way, there's a very natural evolution in one's life, and it moves you towards more and more radiance. For them, wisdom is not spoken of directly, but it's the elders hold it, and it shines through them as radiance, and people absorb it, and then it comes to them in purity. For they understand that the mind is every thought we have creates a little bit of an insulation between us and the purity of wisdom, and so they encourage people to be mind free. So mind free awareness is one of the basic tenets of this wisdom way, in order to then absorb from spirit and then as one moves through life, what they've absorbed slowly blossoms and unfolds in their consciousness, and they're able to use that for healing, for moving with spirit, for their spiritual dances and song that have a power. They understand that wisdom has an energy. It's a living thing. And so they live their lives maintaining and nurturing that wisdom and holding more and more radiance over time. I hope that I'm expressing in a way that can be understood. It's in a culture where no one speaks of these things, it's a new experience for me to be speaking about it over the airwaves.
Yes, I can understand. It's hard sometimes to put words to that kind of life, and it's so different than ours here. How has it changed you?
It's changed me. I feel like I'm not the same person I once was. I'm a psychotherapist by trade, and of course have always been a very mental person. My husband, when we arrived in Micronesia, the elders recognized him as having the same spirit as the Micronesian man. And so for him, it has been very easy. He's very much a heart person, and he could just kind of rise up and merge and take in what was being offered. And for me, it was a lot more difficult because I had a lot of, thoughts and, that created, resistance, in the subtle dimensions. And so for me, I had a lot of, lessons to learn, and they came through the guidance of the elders, one at a time. And of course, that does allow me then to teach it. I do believe that that's one of the reasons why, spirit, made it happen this way, so that I could then come into this world and help teach these ways of moving, towards more and more radiance and that place where wisdom can really live within you and as a vibrant energy and awakening spirit.
Yes, I like the term radiance, that, we could all, it's even what we talked about our earlier guest about shining our light. So you say there's a message from the elders. What can you share with our listeners about a message from the elders?
One of the messages, two of the messages that the elders have given to us over and over again is, one is to wake up, rise up, to keep rising up, rise up beyond our mental understanding, push beyond to that place of purity that lives beyond the mind, where wisdom lives. And so one of the ways that they've always said that to us was, seek first the realm of purity and grace, and all the rest will be laid upon you. So that's a meditation in and of itself, to seek first the realm of purity and grace, radiance, and all the rest will be laid upon you.
So that's one. You say, are there more?
That was one. The second one was, there could be many, but the second one was the wake up, rise up, to stay in the awakening. That is their hope for this time. They they call the people of the rising Kabore Kiatari, and that was part of their vision, that there would be many people around the world who would feel this calling to rise up and to be part of the people of the rising Kabore Kiatari.
Yes, I think we're seeing that all over, and the Internet's helping because we can actually connect with others that are doing this work and rising up. Our conference theme is Woman Arise, so...
That's right.
And I'm hearing that show up all over the place. It's kind of like when you pick a theme, it's in the wavelength. And so,
absolutely.
Yes. So you are currently writing about your experiences. Are you going to be having a book soon?
Yes. I've actually created a book and a guidance card set, which will, because in this tradition, it's all about experiential learning rather than just having an academic experience. So, yes, I've created this deck of guidance cards with the teachings of the elders, and I'm hoping it will be published in this next year.
That would be great. And people can experience you out at the conference. You're doing a special workshop for women, and I know we're going to be doing a canoe journey, a sacred canoe journey, and you're going to be sharing some of this wisdom from the tradition of these people in Micronesia. So I want to thank Julie for coming on our show. She doesn't have a website yet, but if you want to connect with her, you can contact Woman of Wisdom. Our email is wow@womanofwisdom.org. And I'm Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we're going to talk to Terry Degler about the Divine Feminine Fire. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Danis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back on Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. I have Terry Degler here today. Terry Degler is an award-winning writer from Toronto. He's done extensive research on yoga, philosophy, tantra, and the lives of extraordinarily creative mystics and inspired geniuses. Her latest book is The Divine Feminine Fire, Creativity and Your Yearning to Express Yourself. Her website is www.terrydegler, and that's with one R, T-E-R-I-D-E-G-L-E-R, terrydegler.com. So, welcome, Terry.
Hi, Chris. I'm really glad to be here.
Yes, and I'm excited you're going to be with us in Seattle for the February conference. So you talked a lot about the divine feminine, and you see it as the creative force of the universe. What do you mean by divine feminine?
Well, yeah, that's kind of a big question, and I'll try to get it down if I can. For me, divine feminine is different than goddess. Like, often when we talk about goddesses, we think of a specific goddess like Isis or Inanna or somebody like, any of the Greek goddesses. But for me, I think of this as a kind of a concept of as a divine feminine force. And I see it equal to a divine masculine force. Like, I think like a lot of people today, I think of the divine or God, I think of as beyond gender, right? I don't think of God as this, maybe as we did when we were little kids, we thought of God as this guy in the sky who sat on a throne, right? And told us whether we were bad or good. But I think most of us have gone beyond that, and we think of this divine force that's beyond gender. But, you know, we know everything in the world. Everything that we know through polarity, right? Everything is yin and yang. Everything's light and dark, day and night, masculine and feminine. And I think the divine works through us in ourselves in this way, so that we have an inner divine feminine side, and we have an inner divine masculine side that is the God or the divine within us. And in Tantra and yoga, which I've studied for years, in those philosophies, they say that this divine feminine is the creative force of the universe. She creates the universe out of herself. And it makes sense to me that this is, if it's the creative force of the universe, well, it's the creative force within each of us. And that's what I try to help people tune into when I talk about the divine feminine in that cosmic sense.
Yes, that's great. I know I work a lot with that too, and a lot of people ask me what's the divine feminine. And sometimes it's hard to, you know, describe it or define it. Because it is, like my previous, the first guest, Sharon McErlin was talking about the yin. You know, the grandmothers are bringing back this yin principle, and it's tapping into that divine feminine insight. It's about being instead of doing. And we're in such a doing world that we need to relearn how to be. Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. It's trite to think of our masculine side as our intellectual and rational side, and our feminine side as our nurturing, intuitive, more tuned in side. That's kind of trite almost. But those stereotypes come from a reason, right? So we also not need to just be, but we need to be out of our heads and more into our hearts. Corny as that sounds, it's true. And also with this idea of the yin, this idea of being, the other thing is that we need to just not just be, but we need to be with the idea of power. Because the idea of the divine feminine in at least the Hindu tradition and much of Christian tradition, when we dig in there and find it, is a very powerful creative force. This is not a static, just hanging around doing nothing for it. This is the power of the universe. And so we need to be able to be with our own power, which for men it's hard for, in many times it's hard for us to be with our emotions and sit with them. And for women, it's hard for us to sit with those emotions or feelings of power. So we need not to just be, but to be able to be with our sense of power. And that's what so much of this empowerment movement has been about. But we need to sit with that power and be with it.
And know how to use it properly, too, don't you think?
Exactly. I think a lot of this is about expressing it. It's about we have to recognize it, which is a lot of the work, a great work you do with Women of Wisdom, is how do we recognize that divine feminine in the world and in ourselves. So first we have to recognize it. That's step one. Step two is we have to be with it. We have to sit with it. And then we have to express it. So we have to use it in the right way and listening to it, listen to that voice. And then what I find is that gets us, of course, my emphasis in the Divine Feminine Fire is on how this relates to our creative expression, but that also relates very much to how we use this power in the world as a transformative force. In other words, it's the evolutionary energy, and it's transforming us, but we need to use it to get out and transform the world. That's the call today, isn't it? To get out and do in the good cosmic sense of making that world a better place, pouring it back into the world.
Yeah, so it's almost selfish to sit back and not share that, you know, not share that the power of your voice or who you are, because we are at a time when we need to be transforming the world, and we can't do that if we're sitting in our homes all by ourselves.
It's
not
true.
Expressing.
Well, you know, the Buddhists say if we transform ourselves, it's like, I think of it as like a big soup pot. We throw more salt into the pot, so if we transform ourselves, it does raise the consciousness. But I think I really believe we're called right now to, so many people are called to be working to save Mother Earth, to do other things like that, to work, against global warming, to work for poverty, to do all those kinds of things. Mahadevi Akka, one of the people I talk about in the book, because what I do in the book is I talk about, women like you and me, everyday women who are transforming themselves and transforming the world, lots of stories like that, but also ancient mystics, these great, you know, sages from the past we learn from. Once this woman, Mahadevi from India, and what she would describe it as, that when this force filled her up, she described it as being filled with the precious juice of grace. And she described her body as being a vessel filled with this precious juice of grace. And when it was filled, then she could pour it back out onto the world that needed it so badly. And even in the 12th century, she was out fighting for women's rights and doing all kinds of things in 12th century India as she poured this precious juice of grace back into the world. And that's kind of how I see it.
Yes, that's a wonderful term, grace. I think our earlier guest mentioned grace too. So you talk about divine feminine being the source of inspiration. How does that work?
Well, I think if we look at these ancient Hindu and texts that have to do with yoga and tantra, the tradition that if we practice any kind of yoga with asanas, right, with positions in it, all that comes out of the same strand and branch of Hinduism. And we look at these ancient texts from these wonderful old yogis that wrote this beautiful poetry, and they tell us there's three things that happen when this divine feminine really gets active and works in our body. One, we have mystical experiences. We experience the oneness of all things. And for us, most of us, it's just little glimpses here and there. The second thing that happens is we become more paranormal comes in our lives. Well, you know, we have lots of that in the Bible with changing water into wine and so on. Well, we're not at that level, but maybe our dreams get more intuitive or we have little bits of synchronicity in our lives. That happens. The third thing they say happens is that we become filled with divinely inspired creativity. And that's why when you look at mystics from every tradition, whether they're Christian, Jewish, Hindu, Islamic, Rumi, for instance, they have this great flood of inspired creativity. And so, again, we're not, you know, writing the Quran or something, but what we're having is little flashes of creative inspiration in our lives. And sometimes that just comes out of us as a yearning to be more creative and a yearning to express ourselves. And that's part of this whole process. So one of the things I do in the book is a lot of exercises for tuning into this, what I think of as this light within, this prana, if you do yoga, and most of your listeners probably do to some extent, you know, pranayama, and that's life energy. So tuning into this life energy, which is a manifestation of the divine feminine. So we tune into it, and we allow this creative energy to flow out of us. And it's kind of a cyclical thing because the yogis talked about it being, you know, the divine creativity flowed out of you. But as we tune into that, that opens, I believe, in the text, support it, that this allows this divine feminine energy to flow out of you, this creative energy. So what I try to do in my workshops and in the books is get people more tuned into that and let that flow out, because then that increases the flow of it, I believe, at least in our lives.
Yes, and there's to me, it's just a great feeling when I'm feeling creative. I just feel so tuned into everything that's around me, and I'm like living an inspiring moment, You know, it's
when
just,
you just ask you a question, when you feel like that, do you feel a sense of oneness, like your boundaries?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So you're dissolving, you're sensing that divine feminine in everything. One of the really interesting things about going back in Christianity, Judaism, and Hinduism, it's in every one of these traditions, is that sense that you're talking about, that you just were describing, is because they say, these traditions say, that the divine feminine actually creates the universe out of the stuff of herself. Like, it's divine feminine energy. The word Shakti, which is the word in Hinduism, actually means power or energy. It's the word for energy.
Okay, and we're going to come back to that thought. Hang on to it. Before we take a break, I want to give you contact information for our listeners. Terry, can you give your website again?
Yes, it's www.terrydegler.com, and it's TERIDEGLER. Thanks.
Great. So Terry is giving away her book to the first caller, The Feminine Fire. Call 800-930-2819. This is Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Terry is going to share with how we can tune into the source of creative inspiration.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise. Unveil the power of the divine feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets, where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
This is Chris Stainis with Voices of Women. We have Terry Digley here today, and she's been talking about how we can tune into the source of creative inspiration and the divine feminine. So, Terry, can you share with the audience some easy exercises they can do?
Yes, one of the easiest ones. I suppose a lot of your listeners already do yoga. And if you do yoga, you know what pranayama is. And even if you don't, pranayama is really easy. It just means breathing exercises. And one of the really interesting things is that prana in this tradition we've been talking about means breath, but it also means life energy. So the idea is that by just breathing in, the actual act of breathing, we're breathing in the life energy. And if this life energy is a manifestation of the divine feminine, which is the creative force of the universe, all we have to do is breathe it in. And this is great because the same thing works in English, because the word inspiration, which means to get inspired, right? It comes from the Latin, which means in spiritus. It means to breathe in the spirit. So both traditions, we have it. So we can breathe the spirit in, and in this sense we can think of the Holy Spirit or Prana Shakti. It would be in the Hindu yogic tradition. So basically with pranayama, all you do is you empty your lungs out, and then you fill up your lungs like a balloon, right? You fill up the bottom and then the middle and the top very slowly, often to a count of eight. And then you do the same thing, contracting your stomach muscles and pushing gently the air out. But the trick about it is, so just general basic deep breathing to a slow count. The trick, though, is to visualize while you're doing this white light. Now, prana in the yogic tradition can be seen as life energy, and the yogis described it as this radiant, sparkling, living light. And so as we visualize, so you breathe in, but you're visualizing the white light, filling up your lungs, filling up your body. Every time you take a breath, you're just breathing in, and you breathe in the light. You see yourself filling with the light. And then when you feel really full of it, you actually see it rising up and pouring out of your heart, down your hands and your arms, and into your creative work. One of the great, although I've adapted this and used it a lot over the years in many different ways, one of the very first people that I ever had this idea from was Judith Cornell, who wrote a book called Drawing the Light from Within. Great book that she talks about using the light and drawing light. So that's one place you can see more about it. Another place is in my website. You go to it, and all my newsletters each month has a creativity exercise like that that you can do. Developing on that idea of tuning into the light, pouring it out, like Mahadevi pouring the sweet juice of grace back out. We pour the sweet juice of grace into our creative work through these breathing exercises.
And that's something you can do at work. You could take no one's going to know you're taking a little mini break sitting at your desk and just breathe. You could do it at a stoplight. I say, my husband hates to stop at a stoplight. He'll do anything to avoid it. And I tell him, well, it's an opportunity to meditate. So, keeping your eyes open, because you can do this with your eyes open too, I imagine.
Yes, and I'm thinking too, just that you said that about work, because creativity isn't just arts, as we know, it's anything. Your boss calls you into a meeting and says, I want four new ways to sell these widgets by 6 o'clock tonight, and that's creative thinking. You have to come up with new ideas. Or your kid comes home with some crisis from school, or the teacher calls and says, your daughter just bit Tommy, come and get her, right? You might have to think of a really creative way to deal with your child's biting. That's creative thinking. So we can use this in all different ways in our daily life, right? Not just in the art.
Right, and it could help us, when we get into reaction, react to what somebody said, and it might be a very inspiring moment for yourself to do that exercise. Take a breath and breathe in that and the white light and respond differently to the situation because you took the time to take the breath.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Chris. I'm so glad you brought that up. I really didn't think about that before, and that's true. That's a really good time to do it, when you want to come up with a new way to respond. Creative thinking is just coming up with new ways to put the blocks that we've already got in our brains in there in new ways with it being inspired, and that's perfect. I should do that more in my life. Thanks for the tip.
I'm saying it to remind myself, too.
That's a good one.
You remind me, I took Judith Cornell's workshop one time, and you work on this black paper, and you have these white Crayola pencils, and I discovered I love drawing that way, and I created about a series of 12 pieces of artwork that were animals, birds, and it was a buffalo and an elk, and I just I got into that place of oneness that we were talking about, that inspiring moment when I did that. When I added, I did one piece at a workshop, and then I took it home and started doing all these animal drawings, and it's great.
And what your listeners should know is that these things glow off the page. They just glow. And with Judith's permission, I have used that in my workshops and also in my book, and credit her in the book for those. But my first book, The Fiery Muse, it's about my eighth book, but my first book on this topic, I go through how to do that technique with the white light on the black paper. It's a fabulous exercise.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Good. Oh, I want to see your buffaloes. Maybe I'll see them when I'm in Seattle. Bring your artwork to the conference.
So we have a minute, and we talked before about yearning. Is there any last message you can tell people about yearning?
Oh, that's a great question, Chris. I'm so glad you asked that. Yes, because when we yearn, when we get really in touch with that yearning, I believe, and, you know, this isn't, not everybody sees it this way, but if you get in touch with yearning and if that's not desire, when the Buddhists talk about desire, it's an inner self movement, a longing, a deep, deep longing. And when we discover that, really sit with that feeling, we find that that is the same feeling. It's the same longing to do creative work. It's that same longing that gives us love. It's that same moment you had in that oneness when you know that the world is one. And if we're all one, you want to go out and help people. You want to go out and do something good for the world because you understand that we're all connected. So getting in touch with that yearning and understanding you don't really yearn for a new car. What you yearn for is that oneness. And it's going to take us through this next movement in this millennium into this new age. I really, truly believe that.
Oh, I love that. You know, it's not, we're really not yearning about for a car. We think we're yearning for things. And what we're yearning for the connecting with people, for that oneness, for that sense of purity and grace that you talked about. So I love your message. I'm excited for you to come to Seattle. I hope people will come and experience you at the conference, and the whole topic of creative fire is exciting to me. So I want everyone to know you can experience Terry Degler, Sharon McErlane, who spoke earlier, and Julie Vance. They are all going to be at Women of Wisdom sharing their gifts at our annual conference, which is February 17th to 21st. And I'm excited to say the full schedule of events is already on the website. You can't register yet, but soon next week you'll be able to register. But you can go in and see all the different events that we have available for people to attend, and everything is individually priced. We're a very unique conference. It's very experiential. It's life-changing. So I want to leave with this thought with you today, to tune to that creative fire within you and find out what you feel passionate about. The time is now. The time is now to be leaders and step into your power. This is Chris Danis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. If you would like to contact me, you can go to my website, www.wisewomanpublishing.com. Please join Women of Wisdom on November 13th if you're in the Pacific Northwest. We have a community connection workshop called The Dance of the Soul. And we also have ecstatic dances for women every month, and it is next Friday, November 12th, at Standing Stone Healing and Arts Center. You can sign up for the monthly Women of Wisdom newsletter at www.womenofwisdom.org. If you would like a conference brochure mailed to you, email Women of Wisdom, and we will put you on our mail list to receive a brochure. It's the one mailing we do during the year. So email wow@womenofwisdom.org. I want to thank our guests today, Sharon McErlane, Julie Vance, and Terry Degler, for sharing their gifts of the grandmothers, the tribal elders, and the divine feminine. Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Women. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on Voices of Women, I'm going to have another wonderful group of WOW presenters. Colby Wilk, our one male presenter this year, he's going to talk about Theta Healing. Julie Butler will be speaking on abundance. And we have artist Heather Taylor. They will be presenting workshops at the conference as well. So have a great week, and I'll see you here next time, 1 o'clock Pacific Time on every Friday. Thank you.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.